is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I want to read a message that's just that came into us over the weekend and get your advice or your thoughts on it. Hi guys, says this message from Cathy Ann. So I'm turning 40 in April, April 1st actually, and I'm not having a midlife crisis, honest, but I'm thinking of going and getting a tattoo to celebrate hitting 40. I don't have one, never have, I never really wanted one, but now I do, just for the crack like. I'm thinking of shoulder or hip. I said it to some of my friends at lunch yesterday and they laughed, saying it's a midlife crisis thing to do and that it's cringy for a 40-year-old to get a tattoo. They said it's only something you do while you're young and reckless. Any advice? You lads are a similar age to me. Would you get one now? So basically, okay, so there you, she's 40. And her friends think she's too old to be getting her first tattoo now. Don't forget that bit. That's the important bit of information. It's her first. Now, I don't have any. I think I'm too much of a wimp to get one done. But I've never really had a desire to get a tattoo done. But this lady is 40, or she's going to be hitting 40 soon, and she wants to know whether or not she's too old to get a tattoo. Now, Jess is the co-owner of Malahide Body Art Studio. Jess, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. Now, 40. Is 40 too old to get a tattoo?
Absolutely not. No, no way. I mean, we've had so many people come to us about getting their first tattoo. And we've had, in the last couple of weeks, we had an 80-year-old woman who came in to get her first tattoo. She got it on her shoulder. It was something she wanted to do for all her life. But, of course, years and years ago, it just wasn't as acceptable. So we do get a lot of older people coming in who've had the inkling that they want a tattoo, but they just have never really thought it was an acceptable thing to do back when they were younger, back when they were in their 20s. But the feeling's kind of always been there. And just listening to her story, it's hilarious because we've heard so many people in their 40s and 50s saying that they've asked their friends and their friends have laughed at them. And we had a woman who came in who was in her 60s, who was part of a dance class. And she said, no, I'm going to go and get a tattoo and get it on my ankle to show all my friends. And they said no. And now two or three of her friends have actually booked in now to get tattoos.
Really? Right. Yes. OK. So this 40-year-old would actually be quite young compared to some you've had in.
Absolutely, yeah. We get a lot of people for their kind of 50th birthdays coming in to get their tattoos. Some of them have been parents of, you know, their children have been in getting tattoos from us. And again, as I said, the feeling's always been there that they wanted to get a tattoo, but, you know, they never kind of got around to it or they didn't think it was acceptable. Or a lot of the time it's actually that people are just kind of intimidated to go into tattoo shops, especially when they're that bit older. We get a lot of people saying, you know, I'm just here to give a to kind of query it or find out, because it can be intimidated coming into a tattoo shop. You know, you have guys there, there's rock music playing, people are tattooed all over. So that's kind of what we aim to do at Malahide Body Art Studio, is to make it feel a little bit more comfortable for people, and that, you know, it's a little bit more chilled out, because it makes it a lot easier.
Okay, so if you are over the age of 40, you are by no means too old to be getting a tattoo. What sorts of tattoos do, and I'll be politically correct here, do mature people want to get? What sort of tattoos are they getting?
Generally, a lot of the time you're looking at small petite tattoos, so maybe like a rose or a little owl or a little piece of script. And we had a woman who came in, kind of got a script with her daughter, and that meant something to them. But it's generally something small, because obviously that's still that little bit of fear there. You don't want to get something too big. However, we do have a client that did come in and get a tattoo, a small tattoo with ourselves for his 50th birthday. It's a year later and his whole arm now is covered in tattoos.
Right, okay. So if you want a tattoo at 40 years of age, go for it. And the oldest customer you've had was?
80. She was 80 years old. Yeah, her husband, actually, I think the story behind it was her husband totally disapproved of tattoos, and he died 10 years previous. And she thought, you know what, I'm going to go and get this tattoo now, because this is what I want. This is my new life. And I think one of our artists was telling us that she actually went down to the grave then to show her husband her tattoo. And just, you know, that this is my new life, and I'll do what I want.
I'll do what I want. All right, brilliant. Fair play. Jess, co-owner of Malahide Body Art Studio, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Here. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Basically what she's saying is you're never too old. You are never too old to get a tattoo. Orla, you're on 98FM. Hi, Orla.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Orla, your mammy got one.
She did, yes, for her 60th birthday.
Oh, really? And was that her very first?
Very first one and her last. She hasn't got another one since, but she absolutely loves it. She got a butterfly, a purple butterfly on her ankle.
On her ankle?
She absolutely loves it. Yeah, it's the focal point when she's at a wedding or anywhere and she's wearing a dress. She loves showing off the tattoo.
And what possessed her?
It's just something she said she'd always wanted to do, but just never got around to doing it. So when she hit 60, she decided, no, this is it now. Right. Going to do it. And she did, yeah.
Right, so it wasn't a midlife crisis or anything like that. It's just something that she wanted to do.
Yeah, no, it was just something she wanted to do. She'd been talking about it for a while. So it was just once she hit 60, she said, no, this is my 60th birthday present to myself. And she went and got it done. So, yeah, fair play for her. I didn't think she would now, but she did. And it looks brilliant now, I have to say. It is brilliant. She got it done from Danny and Tiger Tattoo Studios in town.
All right, very good.
Yeah. So,
what was the reaction from family and friends?
Everybody thinks it's brilliant. Now, initially, a lot of people laughed and goes, I can't believe you did that, you mad cow. But in general, everybody thinks it's absolutely brilliant. And it does look fabulous now, I have to say. It really does.
That's very amazing. Okay, so your mammy was 60 when she got it done. Cathy Ann got in contact with us because she's thinking about getting a tattoo for her 40th, not her 60th, for her 40th. But all her friends are ripping the mick out of her and saying, no, you're too old, it's a midlife crisis, snap out of it. Let's go back to our WhatsApp voice messages.
My dad was 57, 58 when he got a full sleeve tattoo on his arm. So 40, you're all right, love.
Brilliant. Where am I going now? Anita, you're on 98FM. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Adrian, all right?
Good, thanks. Now, Anita, you are what age?
61.
And have you got a tattoo?
I have 10 of them.
Oh, right, okay. And when did you start getting tattoos?
When I was 28, I got my first one.
Right. And when was your most recent? Your most recent was?
Oh, it was about a month ago. Oh. I have a tattoo. It's like a design down the side of my thigh. I have 14 grandchildren, so I have initial of each one, and so there was a new arrival there just before Christmas, so I had to get our initials put on as well. So
okay,
that's
so
my latest.
61 years of age with 10 tattoos, including a design on your thigh.
Yeah.
Now, do people say anything?
Some people kind of look, and some people sort of look and probably think, God, what's that out with them tattoos, you know, yourself. But most people wouldn't, you know. And anyway, the way it is, I look at it, it's my body if I want to do it, you know. And they're nice. They're all like, I've none on my arms or anywhere like that, you know. It's mostly my legs.
Right, okay, very good. So 61, and she just got one recently. And Cathy Ann, after the break, I'm going to be talking to a lady who actually got tattoos for her 40th. Stay with me, we're back in just a second. Clive, you're on 98FM. How are you, Clive?
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good morning, Clive. You think this is attention-seeking?
Yeah. Look, I get the thing about, you know, to a degree, with men having tattoos, that can be seen as a kind of macho thing. But a tattoo on a woman, no. It just looks unsightly. And, you know, at that age, over 40, it's just attention-seeking. You know, a lot of women, when you see with a lot of sleeve tattoos on their arms, I think a lot of the time it's a sign of mental trauma, or, you know, it's sort of to remember a dead relative or that kind of thing. But I just find it very unsightly. Just
right. So a 40-year-old woman wanting to get a tattoo is attention seeking, and she shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, one of your guests there said that someone got a tattoo of a butterfly on her ankle.
Yeah.
And it's basically the focal point. I mean, that says it in a nutshell, that's the thing. It's purely attention-seeking because, you know, they're at the age where, I don't know, maybe they're not getting as much attention as they once had. And that's kind of a little thing to kind of, you know, make people orbit around them, you know, to some degree. But I just find them I think they look absolutely awful. You know, I don't get the appeal of them. You know, it's
Yeah, but I'll be honest, I don't have tattoos. I personally don't get the appeal of them myself.
They're disgusting.
But no, I just don't get it. And I wouldn't be into the pain of it and all that. But I wouldn't judge other people for having them.
Oh, you do judge. Look, you wouldn't enunciate that, but we do judge. I mean, it's very visceral. I mean, you know, if you you know, if you're on a date with somebody and they have like a, you know, a full arm of tattoos, I mean, you're not going to go with them. I mean, realistically, are you going to, like, if you were a single man again, if you were on a date with a woman with a full sleeve of tattoos, would you, you know, would you be interested in her? If you don't like tattoos, I mean, I doubt so.
No, I don't personally want them for myself.
Yeah, so you do, yeah, but you do judge them, but yeah, but you wouldn't like them on a partner.
Okay, stay, okay, my wife doesn't have any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just answered the question. Yeah, I know.
But I don't know if I'd love her any less if she did have some.
Yeah, but you know she's not going to get any. I mean, they really are. They really are a class thing as well. You know, it's, you know, they were, it's the purview of sailors. You know, think about that. You know, the whatever the 18th century. You know, it was you know, journeymen and sailors who were the, you know, the primarily, you know, people who got tattoos.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. It's attention seeking, Lisa. You got tattoos for your 40th. Was it attention seeking?
Most definitely not. Now I got them for, I suppose, personal reasons, and I like tattoos, so I definitely don't think attention-seeking. I think that's completely wrong. I suppose each to their own. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but personally, it wasn't done for attention-seeking for me.
What was it done for?
I just like them. I have quite a few, and I always said, kind of, I'll stop in around, I'm saying I'd stop in around 40. I haven't stopped yet, and I'll be 42 in March. I always said, coming up to my 40th, I wanted to get kind of biggish ones. You see in the photograph I sent you in. So, yeah, I quite like what I got. And I thought about it for a long time. Like, I studied what I wanted, and I went to see a lad in Tala who does them, company in Tala, and sat with him for a couple of hours, and he talked me through them and went and got them done over a 2 or 3 week period.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Sorry, oh, Clive is gone. I wanted to put that back to him. I'll try and get him back on the line. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
You're never too old to get a tattoo. Art is art. So my advice is get new friends.
Get new friends. Okay, fair enough. And Elisa, you'd agree with that advice. If she wants to get a tattoo, get a tattoo.
Without a doubt, 110%. The only advice I would give is think about what you want. Because I have one or two now that I actually got covered up, that I got done years ago as a youngster, kind of.
In fact, 40 is probably a better age to get it, isn't it? Because at least you know yourself at that age.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're a little bit more sensible. Some people, as I said, some people mightn't agree. But look, it is what it is. And if that's what you like, if you like body art, go and do it.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Where am I going now? Dave.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Dave. Dave, you are planning to buy your mother a tattoo for her 70th.
I've booked in and paid for the whole shebang. Just have to wait for August to come, and she's going under the needle for the first time.
And does she know this?
She does, yeah.
Oh, right. Is it her idea or yours?
Well, no, it was mine. See, like she's always been enamoured by, like, two of my brothers are artists, and they have tattoos, and my mom loves art, and, you know, my family, we're all that kind of way. We all get it from her, and she's always wanted a tattoo, and she's always said, I wish I'd gotten tattoos years ago, and blah, 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 blah. So I went away at Christmas. I went into a tattoo place in Limerick City. I picked out a lovely little design I think she'd like. If she doesn't like it, she can always change it on the day. Paid for it, booked it in, went home, said, you're going for your first tattoo for your 70th. She was absolutely delighted. She was over the moon.
Right, and any idea what sort of a tattoo she's going to get at 70?
She wants to get, like, a little Celtic design around her ankle. Because, see, another thing as well, like, she was always scared of needles. But in the last few years, like, she's after getting over cancer and a few other things. And she said to herself, she goes, you know what? I got used to having someone jam a needle into me and fill my body with chemo. I don't think a needle and a bit of ink is going to, you know, it's not going to be any worse.
Well, so, fair play to her. Okay,
yeah. She's always wanted to. You know, she just kind of, I just gave her that little push.
Okay, so for this lady at 40, she's by no means too old to be getting one.
Absolutely, man, you're never too old to get a tattoo. If you're 80 or 90, you want to get a tattoo, go get a tattoo.
Well, as you heard earlier on from that tattoo parlour in Malahide, they've had a customer of 80.
Yeah, but see, there you go. You're never too old. Like, a lot of people would love to get these things, like piercings or tattoos, but they're worried about what, like, say, pretentious little gimps like your man Clyde have to say about it, you know?
Well, he did say that whether we admit it or not, we do judge people for having tattoos.
Adrian, you might judge somebody if they have neck and facial tattoos, or maybe you might look at somebody strange if they have a full sleeve and their hands and knuckles covered up. but in
well, okay,
this day,
but let me give you an example and something that sticks with me and always had a particular private hospital here in Dublin. Okay, I won't name which hospital it was, but a particular private hospital here in Dublin, and it's a very posh hospital, if there is such a thing. On the front, uh-huh. on the front desk of this particular hospital, one day that I went in, was a woman. In her 60s, well into her 60s, who had tattoos all over both her hands. And I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, but
why
of course...
Why I remember it, I don't know, but I do.
No, of course, because you're going into, like you said, a, you know, posh hospital. So you're expecting, when you go into a place like that, it's like you go into a fine restaurant. You're expecting to see people like that. And seeing the person with tattoos kind of stands out. But I don't think just because somebody has tattoos, it doesn't mean they're bad at their job. I know a guy, he's trained to be a doctor, he has tattoos. I know guards who have tattoos. I've met EMTs. There's an EMT I know, I've met him a few times at Long Clonmel Hospital. The guy is covered in tattoos. We live in an age now where it is more socially acceptable because most people don't have a stick up their holes about it. Like, I can understand if it's neck or facial tattoos and they look stupid. Fair enough, I can understand that. But somebody who might have a tattoo on their arm or their...
Oh, sorry, I'm after losing him. I don't know what happened there. Let's have a listen to another WhatsApp voice note.
Back when my mum was about 54, I'd say, we went on holidays to Portugal, and she decided she wanted to get a tattoo. So me and my sister went down to the tattoo shop. She decided she wanted to get the Eye of Ra with all of our birth colours in, like, put into it. So four sisters, one son, all of our birth colours. Next day, she went and got a tattoo on her back, her very first tattoo. She enjoyed the process so much that the next day she went down and got some vines and roses tattooed on her foot just because she loved it so much. And yeah, she hasn't got any tattoos since, but at the time, she just really enjoyed it and they still look great today. So it's never too late to get a tattoo.
Never too late. All right. Let me bring in just one or two more quick calls. Sinead, you're on 98FM. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, Sinead, you're 36.
Yep.
And you have five tattoos.
I have five,
What
yes.
age were you when you got your first?
I was 17 when I got my fourth one.
Okay.
Now, it's one I regret, obviously, because I was so young and it was kind of bad for me as a birthday present at the time. But I have my two kids' names tattooed on each wrist. And I have a tattoo on my foot with me, which says, Love, Dad, which was my father's handwriting. And I also have a big tattoo going down my arm with the a quote from one of my father's favourite films on my arm. And I just don't see the need for the judgment of it. That fella Clive that was on, like, he's very, very condescending, if you ask me. The judgment from him.
But he does make the point that a lot of people do judge. And I'll be honest, you heard the example I gave a moment ago of the receptionist on the front desk of a private hospital.
And I
remember, and I don't know what it was going through my head. Possibly, should a woman with tattoos be on the front desk of a private hospital?
But you see, my point is, Adrian, people get tattoos for personal reasons. People get tattoos for fun. Now, my opinion is, if someone gets a tattoo, that lady could have got those tattoos 30 years ago for very personal reasons. Do you know what I mean? People get tattoos with, you know, quotes. You know, people with mental health issues get quotes tattooed on them, and that's their strength to get them through, you know, their depression, to stop them having suicidal thoughts. I got my tattoos to remember my father. So, you know, yeah, I'm going to have these tattoos in 40, 50 years' time. They might look stupid in 40 or 50 years' time, but that's what I got done. That's what I chose to get done to help me through my grief. You know, this woman could have had mental issues years ago, and that's what she chose to get done to help her get through. Do you know what I mean? So this is my point. Your man is sitting there talking and judging people because, and he's saying, oh, they have mental abilities and this and that, and they're getting loved ones. And so be it. What's the issue? Like, if I want to get my father's name tattooed on my head to remember him, so be it, I'll get it. I just don't understand the judgment. As I said, people get these things done for their own personal reasons. Some people get them done for fun. But if someone's getting a tattoo like that for a quote, to give them strength to get them through a hard time, well, that's what they need to do.
Woman who got in contact with us should just go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My mother was 40 before she got her fourth tattoo, Adrian.
Okay, so she's not too old at 40. Let me read a message that's just come in to us, and it says, tattoos are ridiculous whether on men or women. I don't get the draw in having someone draw permanent pictures on your skin, especially when so many people regret them later. I definitely view people with visible tattoos as being more rough type people.
No, and I wouldn't agree with that at all, because as that gentleman that was on before me said, there's Gardaí with tattoos, there's doctors with tattoos, there's EMTs with tattoos. Like, Gardaí are not going to be rough and ready. Do you know what I mean? EMTs are not going to be rough and ready. And regardless of whether they were rough and ready when they were kids years ago, we were all a bit rough and ready when we were kids, Adrian. Every one of us. Do you know what I mean? But we grew up and we copped on. So what's the issue? I don't, like, this is me point. Like, it's the judgments. There's enough judgment in the world as it is. People are judging people every single day. You know what I mean? Without someone wanting to get a tattoo and they're being judged on that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And as far as I'm concerned, these are just people with nothing else to do in their lives but go around judging people. Like, you don't get a bleeding job. Get a life for yourself. Rather than sitting there judging people who are walking around with a tattoo and saying they're rough and ready. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Okay. No, fair enough. And let me just bring in one last call, and that is you, Anne. You're on 98 FM. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Adrian.
62 now.
Yeah.
When did you get your first tattoo?
When I was 50.
When you were 50?
50. And I always said I would have loved to have it done before I was 50. And let me tell you, Adrian, I am far from rough and ready.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
I don't smoke. I'm actually quite boring. But I had this in my head that I just wanted to have a tattoo. So
What was it you had in your head?
I don't know. I'm an awful coward and I don't like pain. So that was I was very proud of the fact that it didn't bother me. You know, it didn't bother me to have it done. But it's just up from my ankle. And I'm Anne. My husband's Joe and my daughter is Joanne. And I put J-O. For Joanne, not my husband.
Right.
And I love it. And I'm sure nobody even sees it. I know it's there and I love it.
Right. So to that lady, go for it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Whatever makes you happy.
Good to talk to you, Anne. Thanks very much indeed. And let me just play one final WhatsApp voice message.
My mum got her first tattoo at 71 in Lanzarote last summer. On her ankle. She always wanted a tattoo and we all admire her and think she's great. Fair play to her for getting her first tattoo at 71 years of age, and it looks great.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much indeed for all of your calls on that. And to Cathy Ann, I know she's listening. Cathy Ann, what all our listeners are saying is go for it. Well, with the exception of one or two, but they're just saying go for it. If that's what you want to do, then go for it. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.